We heard the bros before hoes.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I saw a lady that had her face all tattooed up. On
really?
Head. Yeah, she had like a big daisy and some vines on her forehead and like some roses on her cheeks.
This is when you were getting your tattoo?
Yeah. She had to be in like her early 70s too.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, what
so
the
had,
world?
She had face tattoos?
Yeah, like kind of like where her sideburns would go.
Where her sideburns would go?
She had some.
Like they were like sideburn tattoos? Like were they supposed to look like they were sideburns or?
No? I don't know. What the heck was going on?
What kind could you see? What you couldn't make out what kind of picture they were?
There, it was a rose, and then there were some smaller roses. And
oh, so she didn't have them all over her face.
No,
just
on her cheeks and her forehead.
That's a good idea because if she grew out her sideburns, they'd cover up her tattoos.
Yeah,
right. 70-year-old women can grow out tattoos.
Grow out sideburns,
or grow out sideburns to cover their tattoos. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yes, they can.
Yeah. Stooks in the morning.
I have 4 tattoos on myself, so okay. I don't think, and they're all bad regrets, so I don't think tattoos are a very good idea to get on anybody.
So you regret all 4 of your tattoos?
Yeah, they're all crappy, and none of them are colored in.
Okay, give us, what are they? What were the tattoos?
I got a Playboy on my back.
Okay, yeah, I could see that being bad. Yeah, what's next?
I got a heart with my name in it, which is retarded.
Okay, yeah.
And I got a flower and a butterfly, and the butterfly has lines all in it and everything, so they look really bad.
You can get them retouched, though.
Yeah, I want to get them all covered.
Oh.
Get them all covered? Like, can you just maybe get, like, a, you know how they have the no smoking sign? Can you just get the red circle around it with a line through it?
No.
No, that wouldn't work?
That would look dumb.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe I'm not on the Playboy Bunny, though. That might be kind of cool.
Yeah, that could be good. No to Playboy and objectification of women.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yep.
See you, Jerry. Told you.
Hey there. What do you think about tattoos or what do you got for us?
I just didn't know if there's anybody out there that was afraid of getting ink poisoning or not.
Ink poisoning?
It doesn't go in the bloodstream, though.
You never had a tattoo go the length of like a vein or something? I'm just wondering.
Do I look like I have a tattoo that goes the length?
I don't know. I can't see the tattoo that you got, so maybe. I don't know.
No. It doesn't go that deep.
So it's not really a concern?
No.
No.
Well, they were saying that the red ink might cause cancer, but everything causes cancer.
Yeah. What, do they use the stuff they used to make red M&Ms out of for the tattoos?
Yeah.
They
just melt a whole bunch of M&Ms.
Yeah, I got one on my right shoulder, and it was basically because my dad died when I was 3 months, and it's kind of like an angel looking over me in a way.
Yeah.
And since I got him with me, you know, and I kind of meet him one day or something, you know?
Yeah, I think the main point that we're learning today, Jerry Ann, see, I told you we were going to learn a lot about this, is that as long as there's significance to the tattoo, to something irrelevant and something really important that you want to follow you the rest of your life, you're probably cool. But otherwise, you know, the dragon might not be a good idea. I don't know.
So are you still anti-tattoos?
Yes, I am, because I don't care about anything that much yet. So.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
All right, man, we appreciate the call.
Yep.
See you, bro. Hey, you got some tattoo thoughts for us?
Yeah, man. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I had a friend. We were both stationed here at Fort Riley together, and so the idiot ran off.
AOL.
AWOL.
Yes, that's what I was looking for. Thank you. AOL.
AOL.
Anyhow.
Yeah. So. This idiot, we go to Afghanistan whenever we were in Germany. We went to Afghanistan, and we came back.
Uh-huh.
While we were all on block leave, he got a tattoo of a washer and a dryer.
Why?
His reason is because he said in all the stuff he's ever been through in his life, he said he's always come out clean. He's always been washed and dried clean.
Hey.
Reasoning, but he still wants to get more tattoos. Like, he wants to get ceiling fans on both of his elbows.
At least he's original, I guess, you know?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, the guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 65 years old and say, check out my ceiling fans.
Yeah, I know. Is he high every time he comes up with these ideas?
One would think so, yes. But,